Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. I'd like to welcome all of you back to Ohio Exopolitics. I'm your host, Mark Snyder. I am having a special show this evening. We're going to talk about the election. We're going to talk about the Clintons. And I brought an expert on to discuss this. A person I haven't chatted with in a while, so I thought, wow, let's see if we can get her on the show. And she was so gracious to join us. Let me say hello to Solaris Blue Raven. Solaris, how are you this evening?
How are you?
I'm doing very good. Good to hear your voice. Are things well for you?
I'm just plugging right along in the world of weird, yeah.
The world of weird, that's a good way to put
bizarre.
It.
It's bizarre.
It's bizarro world, getting stranger every day, especially when you listen to the mainstream media. They've become so completely unreliable and completely they can't even tell the truth anymore at all. I mean, it's so blatantly fabricated. You know, the recent thing with Hillary Clinton in Cleveland, trying to give a speech where she coughed for at least 5 minutes straight. And I don't know how long the speech was, maybe 10 minutes tops. And did you catch any of that? Did you watch any of that, Solaris?
You know, I try not to watch her at all. She's actually so repelling to me to hear her, but I did hear about that. And yeah, you know, she has some health issues. There's no doubt about it. Plus, she's just a nasty person. I mean, bottom line, of course, we haven't even touched on her criminal background.
Well, I'm hoping to do that a little bit tonight, hopefully. There is a book that I picked back up again. I started reading this a while back. It's called The Clintons' War on Women, and it's written by Roger Stone, who I had on the show a pretty good long time ago. And it's also, the co-author is Robert Morrow, and I've never talked to him yet. But hopefully, we can get into some of the other stuff. I think that would be – well, let's go ahead and dive right into it, and I'll read a little bit from the book here, and we can discuss it. And this is from the introduction of the book, and Roger Stone says, despite Hillary's ambition to first elect Bill president and then follow him to the White House, Bill was reckless in his epic philandering and open cocaine use during his period as attorney general and governor. I didn't know if you knew that, Solaris, but Bill Clinton had a big problem with cocaine. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I heard that. Yeah.
And they were also allegedly, and maybe I'll be able to read a little bit something about that too, they were allegedly laundering money through that Rose Law Firm that Hillary worked at. Because I think when Bill was the governor of Arkansas, and correct me if I'm wrong on any of these facts, but I think someone was working with Bill and they were flying in cocaine to the airport there. I think it was in Mena, Arkansas. And they would sell the cocaine and send the money through the Rose Law Firm somehow into accounts that were overseas. And hopefully we'll get into this tonight if we have time. Let me read this one little section here. It says, the Clintons have a long and had a loyal cadre of equally ambitious staffers who would do anything to cover up their boss's misdeeds. Betsy Wright was famously in charge of bimbo eruptions, as they were called, when yet another ex-girlfriend or sexual assault victim would surface with details of her time with Bill. She was Bill's cleanup woman. So, you know, I guess we're going to talk a little bit about Bill's bad habits as well as Hillary's. You know, but Bill doesn't scare me as much as Hillary. I think Bill's more just kind of a, you know, dirty old guy that wants to sleep around and do some cocaine. But Hillary, I think the people that have been killed, you know, you've heard of the Clinton death list, right?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think the people that have been killed and associated with the Clintons probably, I just get the feeling that Hillary was probably behind a lot of that. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think that they're just a very bad mix of people, quite honestly. They, you know, they're just not good people. They're entity controlled, and yeah, they've got a lot of blood on their hands. And the bottom line is, she is, in my opinion, I think she's insane. You know, I've watched her body language. I watch her eyes. I look at her facial expressions, not to mention the other things that are going on with her brain issues. But there's something wrong with this woman. I mean, there's something clearly wrong with her. She's psychotic. And you could see it in her eyes, and you could see it last night, actually. And anybody who didn't catch that, you know, just turn the volume down for a second. Look at that psycho. Look at her psychotic freaking eyes. I mean, psycho alert. I mean, alert. I'm sorry. Give me started. Seriously, no. It's so disgusting because she should be behind bars. And these people are catering to her and coddling her. And I'm like, why are they doing this? Of course, they're bought and sold because it's mainstream media. But nonetheless, it's sickening to me to watch her because she is totally a saboteur for this country.
My God. Well, what about the people that just think she's great and they can't wait to vote for her and they think that all this stuff is just a bunch of made-up lies?
Well, you know what? It's really strange, but there's that real Kool-Aid drinking group of people that literally aren't firing neurons correctly, apparently, because there's something going on. But I can tell you point blank, it won't be far too long if she does get into office, and I pretty much cancel that to the universe, and I don't think she'll get in, quite honestly. But I'll tell you point blank,
good,
she will definitely have Islamic agendas. It will be completely Islamic UN, and before people realize it, their freedoms will be 100% gone. I can pretty much predict that. You know, she's right in the footsteps of the Obama. You know, it's the same protocol, it's the same agenda.
We're at a very strange point in history, aren't we?
I've never seen it so weird in my entire life. You know, Mark, you know me. You've known me for a long time now. And, you know, I originally started out with writing books on ascension and DNA activation and spiritual enlightenment. And it's weird because I've always tried to navigate away from these crazy scenarios. But now it's everywhere. You can't navigate away from it. You can't bury your head in the sand. So we're forced to address it with all integrity. So that's what I've been doing. But, yeah, I never saw this kind of craziness. I never anticipated this world going so dim so quickly.
There's an interesting condition. It's called elite deviance. Let me read it here. It describes it in the book. Elite deviance is a condition sociologists say exists in a society when the elite of that society no longer believe that the rules apply to them. It is not due primarily to psychopathological variables, but to the institutionalization of elite wrongdoing, says Professor David Simon in his landmark book, now in its eighth printing, Elite Deviance. And I guess that's what it is. I mean, these elite have been getting away with these kind of things for so long, they just think that the laws don't apply.
Well, and the thing is, the laws are now out of lawlessness. There's no real law anymore. In my opinion, anything goes. The gloves are off. So nobody should have to comply with any laws because, first of all, they're made out of lawlessness. We can't comply with things that are illegal to begin with. And the people are so corrupt that are creating these laws that we can't even respect what they're putting out and putting into print. So, you know, I also see that there's this huge conflict. You know, we see a war coming down the pike here. And so far as we've got to get rid of these people, we've got to clean up D.C. and we've got to reset America. And, you know, it's going to happen. I know it will happen. It might not be very pretty, but I bet you anything we're going to run into a revolutionary war on a global scale. You know, I really see that.
You could be correct. According to the book here, and this again is The Clintons' War on Women by Roger Stone, the Clintons reliably estimated to have made close to $300 million since Bill left the presidency. And they made that money just by speaking engagements. So they'll get paid $10 million to go give a 10-minute speech.
And they're not worth a damn. That's the funny thing, you know. Who would pay to listen to them? Honestly, I can't begin to even register that in my brain, you know.
According to the book here, Clinton has had sex with dozens, very likely hundreds of women. In fact, to the point where former President Gerald Ford urged him to get professional help for his addiction.
Yeah, that makes
pretty
sense.
Pretty stunning, isn't it? That's very,
well,
very,
you know,
stunning.
We're all corrupted. It's bizarro, but yet at the same time, these are the kind of people they really are. And, you know, I don't really get into people's personal lives, but when it's at someone's expense and suffering, that becomes a problem. And obviously it's addiction issues and other things. He has addiction issues and she has other issues. I mean, like I said, they're a bad chemistry all in all. But what I think the biggest concern is right now, as I mentioned a billion times over on my own radio show, is that we have an Islamic extremist agenda that's being funded by D.C., Obama administration, the Clintons, and literally this has got to stop. I mean, literally we have to get them out of D.C. immediately. You know, I feel, I've always told you this, Mark, I can't believe that they have not arrested Obama in there for so many war crimes, treason, you name it, inciting race wars. I can go down a checklist. But the worst one is domestic terrorism, because he has allowed for Islam to take over America.
And those are all very true words. Very,
mm-hmm,
very
true
words.
Yeah. People don't want to hear it, Mark, but I'm telling you point blank. I see it. I know it. The generals know it. Nobody's making a move on the chessboard to counter or do anything about this. And it's like, you know, if you people don't love your country enough to do this, to remove him from office, then I don't know what to say anymore. And when I say this, I'm obviously talking to our military and the higher ranking officials, because they're obligated, Mark. They're obligated to go in there and remove him from office, even before the end of this election.
Well, that would be nice. I'd like to see that. I had Stephen Pidgeon on the show. Stephen Pidgeon is a lawyer that says Obama has committed something like 45 different crimes while he's been in office.
Oh, gosh. You know, I think there's a 45 billion crimes. I mean, you look at the executive orders, it's one after the other. It's like ruining everybody's life with a pen. So, of course, all that can be removed and reversed, you know, depending on if we get Trump in office, which, of course, that's the vision we're all running. But I'll tell you, he's committed so many crimes, it's not even funny. He hates America. He hates the American people. He doesn't even like the black race. He hasn't done them any services whatsoever. And as a matter of fact, I just saw an article about him bashing and telling, I don't know who it was, but literally talking about how lazy Americans are. He's lazy. You kidding me? This guy is a CIA asset that sits on his butt all the time, ruining people's lives with a pen and sitting there going golfing in times where we need a foundation over there and fortified energies.
I have heard that he watches Sports Center something like 30 or 40 hours a week or something like that. Just watches TV. Mm-hmm. Watches sports.
Well, you know,
that's
he's definitely
he
not. He's not real bright, if you ask me. I mean, I don't think he's an intelligent person at all. I think he's a lazy person, and he's a control freak. And that's a bad combination, you know. He wants to be a spoiled kid. He reminds me of the French – not the French, excuse me. He reminds me of the spoiled, the fresh kid of D.C. or whatever they call it. I call him the French – never mind. Doesn't matter. But anyway, yeah, that's it. That was that series. But literally, that's what we're talking about here. He's just a lazy person that has had opportunities, and now he's in the illusion of power, and he's misused that privilege.
Let me play this next clip of Hillary coughing on the air. Hopefully, I got this all set up right. Let me know if it doesn't come out.
Okay.
Also, two other great members of Congress, Tim Ryan and Joyce Beatty. And your mayor, thanks to Mayor Jackson. And I hope that Ohio will send Ted Strickland to the Senate. Now, behind me are some of the great labor leaders of our country. Randy Weingarten, Lee Saunders, Rich Trumka. I'm proud to be on the same stage with them, because they're always fighting for working families. Now, once I get over my allergic reaction, let me say that we're here in part because we know how important this election is to Ohio.
Anyway, that was, believe it or not, that really was Hillary.
Weird. Really weird, Mark. Because you know what? You know I'm really good with analysis and voice patterns. That's not her voice pattern. I don't care if she's coughing or not. That's not her voice pattern. Okay?
Hmm.
So whatever's going on with her is compromised. And I've talked about this before with psychotronics and brain linking and interconnecting projects where covert intel is there to control, manipulate, and remotely control a target. And you can say whatever you want, but, man, I'll tell you right now, I should probably do some more analysis on her because that right there, that was not her voice.
You know,
I don't care, even with a cold.
Robert Stanley has told me that they create clones. I know that sounds like weirdness. But
no, it doesn't. Well, not at all. And they also have body doubles. You know, they always have a lot of doubles. And I've actually been trying to look on the YouTube channels right now, and I have seen a few that look like doubles, like potential doubles in appearance that don't necessarily look like her because she looks a lot more aged. And some of them look like they had a ton of Botox. Now, I mean, I can actually challenge all the listeners. Go out and search, and you'll see all these strange, like whether they're airbrushing. They can't airbrush a whole lot when she's right there live on camera. But I'll tell you point blank, there's some strangeness going on here.
Yeah, I saw her on CNN today, and I was looking like, gosh, that looks like her 15 years ago. What happened? You know what I mean?
Right,
it's like she looked different. I was like, wow, that's bizarre.
I mean, you can get plastic surgery and all kinds of things, but, yeah, there's something afoot.
But not overnight.
No, not overnight. Even Botox won't take that much out, you know?
Right.
Plus, it's the voice pattern. Just check out the voice pattern. But last night when I saw her, as I said, her eyes were insane. I mean, this is somebody you don't want to hand any type of control over to. I'm telling you point blank. Trump was smooth. Trump was so smooth and so professional with so much integrity, and they were just trying to just butcher him. You know, there's that mainstream, oh, I just can't stand them. But she was a mess.
The mainstream media? The mainstream media is just terrible. They just go after him, and it's so bogus. I mean, they go after him for everything. I mean, half of it's just made up.
Right, and it's interesting, Mark, is this man stands for our freedom. He stands for everything we are as true Americans. The spirit of America is really strong in him. And if for people who are against him, I can't figure out why, unless they have some kind of psychological problems or they're brainwashed or who knows what, or they're criminals, because criminals tend to not like him. So.
Well, okay, there's a couple of interesting things you just brought up. One of the things that's really interesting about Trump is that he's been open about exposing the corruption of the elite. And, gosh, that means Hillary, that means Obama, that means Bill, and others. And the elite obviously don't like that. They don't want that to be. So then the mainstream media just, you know, makes it a scene that Trump is outrageous and ridiculous. I'll give you an example. Trump recently said that the former head of the Defense Intelligence Agency, Michael Flynn, had stated on more than one occasion that both Hillary and Obama have given direct aid to ISIS. And, you know, the person on the street hears that and says, oh, that's outrageous. That can't be true. Trump's mean. But it's the really unbelievable part is it's actually true.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these are
true
statements.
Yeah.
People can't believe it. They just think that Trump
is... Well, you know, we profiled this along... Oh, go ahead.
No. Yeah. That's all I had to say.
No, but you're right on. And so is Trump. I mean, literally, we've been hijacked, so to speak, literally, in D.C. They've gone out of their way to assist in creating an orchestration of what I call Islamic terrorism, and they've allowed for our borders to be open strategically because of this. This is why the borders are open, so they can allow for this huge influx of not like nice, you know, immigrants coming over, but literally terror cells to connect in to strategically position themselves to take down America. I mean, this is quite obvious. If you do any of the research and investigation, just roll up your sleeves and do it, and it's there. It's hidden in plain sight, but not so plain sight anymore. I mean, literally, you can just see it for what it really, really is. But, yeah, they've been doing this, and that's what makes me so angry. She sits there and goes, oh, we're going to demolish ISIS. And first of all, it's ISIL, or douche, as I like to call them. And I'll tell you point blank. These are the guys that literally trained them, funded them, supported them, provided them with other weapons, and encouraged them to do what they're doing and applaud them for doing it. And they're allowing them here in this country to take it down. It just makes me so angry, Mark. As a true American, I get livid over this crap. And then she has the audacity to be there on live air and try to sit there and pretend she's not supportive of them? Are you kidding me? Oh, man. It's disgusting.
I know,
she should have been, they should have escorted her off the stage with handcuffs.
Yes.
Seriously.
That would be great.
Seriously.
Hillary,
it's a privilege to be able to be part, a high-profile person or a high-profile candidate in this country. It's a privilege to be the president of the United States. And it's clear to me who the traitors are to this country. Very, very clear. And we've been watching it. You know, nobody's really paying attention in the mainstream. They want their salaries, and they're going to eat their kibble and get their kibble with all this propaganda. But I'll tell you point blank, they're going to regret every decision they've made against Trump or against anybody who's standing up for liberty. Because I'll tell you what, it's a really dark tide ahead without him. Very dark. Okay. Very, very dark.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't imagine what will happen if she gets in power. I'm going to get back on Bill here just for a minute, back to the book. Bill Clinton has had assaults on the following women, and these are just some. Eileen Wellstone, Juanita Broderick, Kathleen Willey, and dozens of other ones. Bill's known for biting them on the lower lip. He has also had a close personal friend, a billionaire pedophile named Jeffrey Epstein. And this Epstein had purchased his own island in the U.S. Virgin Islands that had the nickname of Orgy Island. And Bill used to take trips to this island with Jeffrey Epstein. And, you know, but it's when you start doing the research, there's just so much corruption. It's just incredible how much corruption there is.
Well, now you see why they support the Islamic extremists or the Islamic agenda, because they're pedophiles. You know, they marry little girls. They brutalize women. They sexually mutilate women and children. It's all about pedophilia. I mean, seriously, it really is, truly is. And bottom line is, well, they're supporting it. They encourage it because that's what they are, too. You know, like attracts like. And the bottom line is, they have that many levels of corruption. They can't wash this blood off their hands. They can't wash clean. There's no Holy Spirit in the world that's going to purge them of their evil at this point in the continuum, Mark. I'm telling you point blank. These people are screwed. They really are. They're on an extinction course because they have no soul evolution and consciousness. There's nothing there at the immortal code level of who they are inside. They're done. And so all they have right now is to wreak havoc here and create as much chaos as they can on this illusion of a terraformed rock you call Earth. And it's just making me ill, quite honestly. So while we're here as star people, and I've mentioned us as star people quite often, we're at least obligated to stand up and tell them point blank, you're overpaid employees, first of all. You're not an elite. You may have money, but you've stolen most of your money from everybody else. You people are overpaid, and that's all you are. You're not elite. You're not special. Your DNA isn't special. There's nothing special about them, Mark. They're nobodies. And I want people to step up and start standing up and ascending into the higher aspects of who they are so they're able to take the helm with clarity, because that's what's going to steer them out of this.
I want to read what a guy named David Brock, who I think had a magazine. He's a journalist who wrote for the American Spectator. David Brock interviewed Clinton's Arkansas State Police bodyguards, who talked about Clinton's personal cocaine use, chronic infidelity, sexual assaults, and involvement with drug trafficking. Now, this, I guess, was while Bill was still the governor of Arkansas. Pretty amazing, huh?
It's disgusting. But you know what? When you think about his behavior, I'm sure that the people that were employed by him and worked with him and for him are probably just as dirty. I mean, if you look into the spectrum of it, it goes real deep, and you probably know that. But it's nasty. It's disgusting. It's embarrassing for this land and country, quite honestly.
It's very interesting. The more you look into this, there's so much information, it's hard to keep it all straight, actually.
Right. Well, I just hear what they say and watch what they do. You know, that's the thing. I hear what they say. I watch their actions. I see them lie. I know they're liars. I know they're corrupt. I know they're criminals. And I know that they don't love this country enough to do the right thing in the illusion of D.C. in their positions of authority or power. So that we can measure, that we can use a benchmark of measure for.
Let me continue here. There is no question that some Clinton critics are excessive. Now, I haven't seen that, but we'll continue. There are widespread claims that the Clintons are responsible for the death of as many as 83 people whose knowledge stood in the way of their political ascent. Now we're talking about the Clinton death list here, I guess. Based on our investigation, the Clintons are only plausibly responsible for the deaths of half the people on this list. So I guess Roger Stone's a little more conservative. They are not responsible for the death of John F. Kennedy Jr., as some researchers claim, through the number of individuals who are both knowledgeable of and pivotal to the Clintons' grasp for power who die. Many of these people die in airplane crashes, which is interesting. But there, I guess there were a couple of teenagers who died. I suppose they had accidentally viewed Clinton in some kind of wrongdoings and then turned up dead for some reason. And we've talked, I don't know if you know this or not before, but I've talked about Obama's connections to communist Frank Marshall Davis.
Mm-hmm. Right. You,
yeah. Yeah. That whole story.
Yeah.
That story is very, very interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's continue here with Hillary Clinton. Far from her public image, Hillary Clinton is a violent, scheming, ambitious, foul-mouthed woman with an insatiable appetite for luxury, money, and power. Hillary is also a physically violent person famous for hitting, scratching, and throwing things at her cheating husband. She is a classic abuser of anyone who gets in the way of her drive for power. Now, I don't think I want this woman in charge of the military. That's the spooky part,
absolutely
don't you?
Not. And she's not a woman, in my opinion. I could call her a lot of choice words right now, but it would be swearing on... And we won't do that, but I'll tell you point blank, no. And you know what's interesting? Her zodiac sign is a Scorpio. I probably touched on this before with you. Scorpios, the dark side of a Scorpio is just spiteful, hateful, control, addiction-oriented people that just are the most toxic people you can be around. You have to transcend the vibration of Scorpio. She hasn't done that. So I'll tell you point blank, yeah, she's very destructive. Not only is she destructive, she's destructive with herself, her marriage, her personal relationships, and now she wants to be destructive with this land and country. So no, we can't have her in office. And like I said, she's a criminal. She needs to be behind bars for assisting in creating ISIL alone. That warrants her to be prosecuted to the max, Mark. And that goes for Obama. I'm not kidding you. I mean, if people were paying attention, these guys wouldn't be in the White House. We'd have martial law orchestrated to a point where we wouldn't have it in a negative fashion, but we would say, you're relieved from command, and these are the reasons why. Get him out of there. Reset this country. And then put Trump in office, because I'll tell you point blank, I know Trump's already won this whole election. And if it doesn't come out that way, it's because it's been sabotaged, and we all know that.
Exactly.
But I'll tell you point blank, he is in the lead, and he is supposed to be in that D.C. area. There's no doubt about it.
I think they're even admitting he's in the lead now. Let me play the next clip.
Okay.
I'm going to play Hillary's seizure clip. Hopefully this will be worth listening to. Hang in there.
Where she was out of commission for quite a while, recovering, her husband said. She's on anticoagulants. Number one, do we have a right to know? And number two, what do you make of this twitching thing that she keeps doing? I'll run it again.
Well, you know.
Why are you laughing? You're the brain surgeon here. I'm just a humble little host.
It just looks funny.
You're the brain surgeon here. I'm just a humble little host.
It just looks funny. Certainly, as a person gets older, you know, the number of medical conditions that we have to watch for increases, which is one of the reasons that we strongly suggest as you get older that you have at least an annual examination. If you're going into a very important position like this, it's critical.
Right.
And that information should be something that we should have access to, because it's very important in terms of making that decision. Also recognize that the presidency is not a 9-to-5 job.
You know,
it is extraordinarily grueling, and you need to have everything
right.
going for you. And also the mental capacity. You know,
yeah,
there are
stressful.
Standardized mental examinations, many mental exams, about 30 questions. You can get a very quick assessment in terms of what's going on. These are the kinds of things that should be open to the public in making such a critical decision.
All right, let me go back to this video, Dr. Siegel, that's on the screen now. We'll put it up again. I mean, it's a violent, repetitive jerking of the head here. Now, you know, you can see it's uncontrollable. Watch the reporter, like, pull back as she, the reporter got scared, and she keeps doing it. What is that?
Well, it's an involuntary movement. I first want to say we just heard from one of the top neurosurgeons in the history of the United States, not just a political
right.
person. Number two, this Secretary Clinton hit her head in 2012. And
would it cause this?
Well, it would cause the kind of brain damage possibly. We've been studying this over the last 2 years. That can have long-term effects. That can have effects on thinking, on memory, on gait, on how you walk, on dizziness, on balance. That's a possibility that we need to see the records of. We need to see the records
so
of
the
anyone that's around the age of 70.
What about the so-called, you know, the how do you say this?
The blood clot.
You got the blood clot. You've got her.
She's on lifetime Coumadin. She had a blood clot. She has a family history of stroke.
Right.
That blood clot, as Dr. Carson will tell you, can sometimes be accompanied by a stroke. Not in this case, because an MRI afterwards was negative. But these are the kind of
things. Do we know that for sure?
Well, we certainly.
We don't know that for sure, do we?
We learned that from what records we got, but I'd like to see the full record.
Yeah, Dr. Somani.
Well, I think, like, everything, it pretty much started based on all the facts that we know. In 2012, she had the concussion. 30% of the patient can have symptoms of mini seizures. They can have vertigo. They can have forgetfulness.
Is that video we're showing a seizure?
Well,
maybe.
You know, it certainly could be.
Watch it right here. Let's just watch it closely here. Watch the reporter back right there. Look, and it goes on and on and on. That is, to me, bizarre.
There's certainly some neurologic issue going on, depending on when this tape was.
Okay, I hope most of the listeners have seen this video of Hillary's head violently rocking back and forth while she's being interviewed. You've seen that video, right, Solaris?
Oh, yeah, I've seen it, and I can tell you point blank, it mimics. I've touched on this a lot because obviously my background is with synthetic telepathy and psychotronic warfare and covert intelligence. And I'll tell you point blank. They can remotely brain hack anybody and create symptoms that look like you're having a seizure or that you're going to, you know, everything that she looks like she's doing in that video could be hacked through a remote signal. This is my point. And the reason I recognize it is because I was a test pilot for covert technologies which dealt with psychotronic warfare, artificial telepathy, and a lot of other things. And when they don't like what you have to say and they want to control, manipulate a host or a target, then they will attack you. And ways to do that is vertigo, possible seizures, blacking out, the way she was bouncing around with her head, that's one way to do it because you're dealing with a neural disruption. And I'm telling you, what cracks me up is you've got what the quote-unquote best doctors that were talking just a minute ago, but not one of them addresses the real covert intel that happens here. I mean, it's just like an epidemic on a global scale. And there are signals that you can measure with a spectrometer. So, you know, it's interesting that his comment was, it looks funny, and he was laughing. Really? Doesn't a real doctor get more serious than that? I mean, what's his problem? Is he on drugs? What's wrong with these people, Marco? I just don't get it, man. I feel like I'm in Alice in Wonderland from hell. We've got to get the mainstream, like, fired, man. We are the true media. You know, we didn't want to sign up for this, but I have to tell you, I think it's just about having intellect and logic at this point in the continuum.
Yeah, that video of her is something to see. The one that's even worse, though, is where she's on a podium and she's giving a speech before a big crowd, and then suddenly she just goes blank. And you can tell by the look on her face, she doesn't remember where she's at. She doesn't know what she's doing. And she's just standing there, and she's mortified. And then the people jump up on stage with her, who are her bodyguards. The one fellow says, it's okay, it's okay. And the big black guy says, keep talking. So she starts just, you know, talking.
I've seen that. Yeah.
That's,
you know, my assessment of that was more she was pissed off that she wanted to challenge the person that was challenging her, and that she looked like she was going to start a fight or do something that might, you know, basically portray her as a bitch. Oh, can I say that on your station? But literally, that's what it looked like, and then they intercepted. But if you look at her eyes, just profile that. She looks like she wants to start a fight with that person, whoever that person is in the audience. That's
well,
what I saw. I didn't see
case,
fear. I didn't see trauma. Go ahead.
I think there's two different events, and I think I know which event. Yeah, I know the event you're talking about as well. There was someone in the crowd that was making noise or saying something. And then she got that real angry look on her face, and she kind of,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the event that you're talking about. This is another event. This event I'm talking about, she just, like, went blank. she just went completely blank. And in that case, I think that was probably some kind of seizure. But in any case, she's so obviously unhealthy. And that's mm-hmm. the part she's, that yeah. I have the disconnect on is like, if there's a certain part of the population that isn't even trying to pursue the truth anymore, and I'm hoping they're in the minority, I hope.
Well, I think that they're not in the minority.
you don't think they're in the minority? Do you think they're the over 50% of the people are like that now?
I think that there are quite a few. I'm beginning to get very concerned about the mentality of people here insofar as what they're doing. You know, they just don't seem like they're switched on correctly. But I will tell you, I am aware, and I don't know if you remember the Jay Town we touched on a couple of years ago, well, I guess it was a year and a half ago, and I was talking about the artificial intelligence array system and the signals associated which beam down through satellites, excuse me, and literally can create and compromise people on a mass collective scale. It can dumb people down. It can put them into a mode of kind of a short-term memory loss. It can do a lot of things to them to a point where they're not actually functioning properly and their brains aren't mm-hmm. pieced up correctly. So I'm seeing this more and more, Mark. I'm seeing people with what I would consider to be a form of brain damage, okay? And I don't say that in a nice way. I'm saying there's something wrong, and it's being distributed through a signal. In my opinion, I believe it's covert, and I believe it's been going on for a while now. And she is actually showing signs of that, however she's been plugged in or however she's getting hit. And you know that they're always being compromised in that entire facility over there. So
you think she might be completely controlled, a completely controlled individual?
I think she was brain hacked, completely brain hacked. She may not even realize it that much, but I guarantee you she is. I would guarantee it. I don't believe it. You know, I'm a martial artist. I've told you before, you know, I was state champ women's kickboxing, and I've had, you know, borderline flash knockouts and minor concussions, et cetera. I'm sorry, that's nothing I've ever seen before with people when they get concussions later on or something like that. I just don't see that with the brain, and I think there's something else afoot. And coming from the background where I know how they access people remotely with these signals, I'm pretty clear that that's something to do with what's happening with her and also with other people. And also the complacency and the smirkiness of Obama. I think he's completely bombarded with a signal that's controlled and manipulated him. He's completely compromised. He might as well live in the Middle East right now. He's worthless to the United States.
That's very interesting. Mm-hmm. Who do you think is controlling these politicians? Do you think it's the very wealthy elite in the background?
I think a lot of it has to do with CIA. CIA is orchestrating a whole lot of mind control. They've been doing it since day one. But now they're getting down to the more efficient way of controlling and manipulating and training people, which is through the signals approach, through the satellite-driven technologies, which is a frequency base. And it's literally remote brain hacking, and it works very well. So that's probably, I would say, obviously them, and also NSA, they're very dirty. So we can go down the checklist of all these alphabet agencies, and they all have access to the covert technology. So which division is deploying it on which target? Well, you know, in my opinion, I believe CIA has a lot to do with what's going on with them, because they've always been entangled with the CIA and also NSA. So it depends, you know, and inside of these organizations, not everybody is all on everyone else's side. They fight with them among themselves. You know, they eat their own. So you don't know what's going on. There could be internal wars within wars right now happening.
The other thing that I noticed that I think is very strange is the way it seems like people are triggered to hate Trump. They just they hate him, and they just hate him with such a passion, but they can't articulate why, you know, in any logical way. Have you seen that? Have you noticed that?
Well, I see that because it's ignorance. You know, the bottom line is ignorance. They're not being educated. They're being educated by mainstream media, and mainstream media is spoon-feeding propaganda. So, you know, 1 + 1 = you know, no good output. But that's the bottom line. So, we're seeing a lot of people who are not educated, who haven't taken the time to get to know these candidates and really understand what Trump is about, attack him. And most of it, from what I've seen, honestly, Mark, these people are really just hostile, violent, criminal types. They're kind of like thugs. And I'm very ashamed of some of the youth of America. I mean, these so-called college kids, they're so stupid. Oh, my God. I'm like, man, you'd be better off not going to school and reading every book in a library and you get a better degree. I'm amazed, Mark. I'm truly amazed.
Oh,
I didn't come from my generation. I'm just slayed by this, man. Unbelievable.
Yeah,
put them back with the abacus. If that's what it takes, man, take their iPhones away. They're worthless.
I think it could be – part of it could be the electronic media.
Oh, yeah.
I get
well, there's secrets.
I got another.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, well, there's always a broadcast coming through. You know, your cell phones get hacked. Ultra-low frequencies can hack and create a signal through the cell phones. Anything with microwaves, everything that you can hack electrically can literally become, you know, a problem insofar as your environment goes and toxicity, and also entrainment programming with brainwave activity.
Well, I've got a clip here that talks about Hillary starting to lose some major polls. So let's listen to this, and then we can chat about it.
Well, the Republic is rising yet again. Julian Assange told Fox News last night that he's got thousands of the deleted emails, as we knew he had, with Hillary knowingly signing off on the secret documents and basically trading in them for favors. This is more devastating than anything we've seen yet, and there's even more coming. The big question is, what type of scams are they going to run to try to divert from this? There is so much Trump news. We have Roger Stone, who is particularly spiffily dressed today, joining us. And he's got big breaking news coming up in about 5-6 minutes that deals with the state of New Jersey. But first, I tell you, Hillary having 5-minute coughing fits. Then when she calls it a conspiracy theory, she has a coughing fit. A fake press conference, coughing fits. They're rolling oranges at her now to answer questions. This has entered Caligula-level bizarro-ness. Marie Antoinette on steroids. I mean, I just sense collapse and failure. And I love the smell of victory for Donald Trump in the morning. Brexit, too. What do you say, my friend?
It's an exciting time to be alive, Alex. I agree with virtually everything you just said. Trump is on the upswing here. CNN poll showing him leading by one. Geez, that wasn't supposed to happen. Hillary gets miffed when asked about it. Continuing stories about her health based on our observations. They attacked both you and I last week by name, claiming that it was a vast right-wing conspiracy. No, we can see the woman's not well. It's obvious in her scheduling and her coughing fits and her falling down and her needing help up the steps.
And the EpiPen and the WikiLeaks where she wants Parkinson's medication.
You know, as we have said on this program, I think Julian Assange may have the keys to this race. Remember that in the Clinton Foundation scandals, the Clinton's defense has always been, you have no proof. Not we didn't do it, but you have no proof. I mean, yes, we took millions from a Russian conglomerate, in essence, that wanted control of uranium production in this country, and we gave it to them, but you can't prove that those are related incidents. Well, perhaps Mr. Assange can prove that. Then you have Trump's incursion into the inner cities, is talking about what the policies of the Democratic Party have done for Black Americans and for our cities. And I hear that there may be similar trips in Baltimore, in Los Angeles, and other urban areas that are dying under the policies of the Obama administration.
So I think the key there is that some of these urban areas are dying because of the Obama administration. And it looks like mm-hmm. Hillary is panicking. She's losing in some of the major polls.
Mm-hmm. So I see it too. Yeah, the only way they can win is by cheating. That's the bottom line.
And they have you ever heard of Larry Nichols? Larry Nichols worked for Hillary. Good. I'm glad you've listened to him. He worked for Hillary in the past. He worked for Bill in the past. And he said they would take school buses of illegal aliens in, give them somebody else's identification, send them in to vote. They'd come back. They'd put a different shirt on them, send them back in with someone else's ID. They would vote again. And they would take school buses around to do this. Have you heard this story?
I have heard that. That's disgusting. Yeah. Well, you know what's really interesting? There's no integrity. If they can't win something legally, they have to cheat. And that's obvious. It tells you what kind of candidates they are, doesn't it? What kind of people we're dealing with here. I mean, if I did that in the ring, I wouldn't have been state champ, you know? It's like, what kind of people are these? Really? They're poor sports. Go ahead.
We have UN people coming in to supposedly watch over the election. And I'm afraid
they
may be on the dark side. I think these UN people may be.
Yeah. They basically, it's a red flag. When you see the UN, they have no business inherence, none of their business. They need to mind their own business. I understand that Obama had an interest in being one of the head people over there at the UN. I'll tell you point blank, we need to disengage from them completely. They're toxic, they're poison, they're oppressive. We don't need them, we don't want them. So, yeah, we have a lot of problems here in this country. And, of course, there's more and more control that's being delegated over to the, quote-unquote, UN, supposedly. That's supposed to happen October 1st, where some people are saying, well, you won't notice anything. Well, I believe we will notice something, because when you're dealing with an outside area that's about oppression and control and manipulation and really disrespecting anybody's free will or freedom of speech, you're going to have some problems. So that's going to be coming down the pike too, Mark, and shows like yours and shows like mine would probably be scrutinized and probably be, probably pull the plug on them. Who knows? But while we're here, we're going to stand up and we're going to communicate. And I will say one thing. This cannot go on forever. This is not the way it's supposed to be rolling on this planet. So one way or another, it's going to have to shift. So that's as simple as that.
So we have the internet being turned over to the UN, I think, in October. Is that what you're talking about?
Right. It's all part of the TPP. I mean, if people were paying attention to what's going on here, Obama there, boy, he's just going full speed ahead and sabotaging this country. This country doesn't even reflect America anymore because of him. I'm amazed that people are allowing, like I said before, it just blows my mind that people don't pay attention and they think everything's groovy, maybe because they're getting a paycheck and that it hasn't affected them in their backyard yet, but I guarantee you it's going to, and the crime's going to escalate and there's going to be more and more terrorist attacks and things like that because the sleeper cells are here. FBI knows they're here. FBI's looking away. They don't care. They're not here to, what are they even getting paid? This is another thing, these divisions that crack me up. Why aren't they really pointing their energy at the D.C. area where it belongs and getting these guys out of office?
Well, I think under the TPP, Obamacare will actually, the cost of it will increase several hundred percent, I've heard.
You know what's really sad? We never needed that. That's such a rip. People go into debt. People are going into debt paying that crappy garbage. Doctors are retiring early and everything else. We don't need Obamacare. And I'll tell you what, Mark, you and I know Rife medicine and other frequency-based medicine is the best medicine in the world. It can heal people. They create the illness, and then they want to counter it with a vaccine. Well, you know what? Everything can be cured, and I will say that word, through frequency. And that's very clear with the Rife frequencies, and there are very significant transmissions that can heal a body. And even from my background in holistic medicine, I've watched it. I've watched people repair their DNA through consciousness, through light, through energy, through frequency. So once again, you're seeing this war going on. Oh, we're going to create this scenario where everybody's going to be sick all the time. We've got biomolecular, biochemical warfare out there to a point where it's getting very serious. So look at all the diseases out there.
The other thing that comes to mind, let's say Trump gets in. What if they assassinate him? And we end up with Mike Pence, his running mate, isn't he? Pence, whatever his name is. Strange character.
Well,
go ahead.
Yeah, I actually like Mike Pence. I think he's okay, to be honest with you. I don't get a bad vibe off of him. I'm not saying he's perfect. Like I said before, these guys, you have to understand, nothing's perfect. There's no such thing as perfect, but this is the best hope we have right now. But I tell you point blank, I like Trump so much. I love him. I mean, I think he's phenomenal. I believe he can really do wonderful, wonderful things for this country and resetting it and actually improving it, without a doubt. But I am concerned because these guys are going to stop at nothing to stop him from getting into office. And right down to Obama there with a smirk on his face. Have you ever noticed Obama? He's always got a smirk on his face. He's always up to no good. Well, I'll tell you what, he thinks he's protected by his Islamic Brotherhood, but I'm telling you, he's not. And so they might protect him for a while, but I'll tell you what, there are other sources out there that I'm sure don't think he's amusing, don't think he's funny, know he's ruined America, don't trust him, don't want to be around him, and he should have been prosecuted a long time ago for what he's done to this country, which, of course, is supporting these terrorist assaults and creating ISIL. So, yeah, don't get me started with that. But, I canceled that out. I do realize that that Trump is in jeopardy. I mean, he's put himself out there.
Yeah, I could do a whole show on Obama. I'd like to. I think it's a good thing to do.
Don't get me started, Mark. But I'll tell you what, Blake, I call it as I see it. I'm not candy coating this guy. I see right through him. I see him from A to Z, right through him. And you know what? There might be a little tiny glimpse of a nice person deep down in there, but what he's done to this country is an abomination. And if he wanted to live like that, if he really supports Islam to that extent, he should be living in the Middle East with his family. He should not be living in America, and he should have never run for president. He does not.
And he brought him over. He brought him over here.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They're going to be coming in.
Well, we've got the terror cells, but then you've got Homeland Security, which is infiltrated by the Muslim Brotherhood right now. You've got people in these agencies that are in his, you know, close cabinet that are all part of Islamic extremist agendas. I mean, this is the problem. It's treason, okay? They're sitting in there collecting paychecks, making money, riding around in Air Force One when they shouldn't even be riding anywhere. So, you know, things need to change here, and that's why I love Trump. Trump is calling it, man. He's just standing up and saying, this is what's going on. He's getting in their face, and they don't like it. Well, too bad. The truth hurts, doesn't it? I get in people's faces, too, because I don't like liars. I don't like criminals, and I certainly don't like people who are here to destroy my land and country or rape me as a woman with a bunch of scum with their Sharia law and everything else they want to do with their Stone Age mentality. You know, we don't need that crap here in America. As a matter of fact, we don't need it on a global scale.
Yeah, I hope that we can do something. I think we've already let so many in that it's just not
good at
all.
Well, that's the problem. You didn't let them in. Don't put we in there. Obama let them in. He allowed them to come in. He supports them coming in to create terror cells to destroy our country and nation. This is Islamic extremist terrorism programming. I'm telling you point blank, these guys are saboteurs. Trojan Horse 101. So, no, it's not the people that did this. It's him. And the people that are standing up and calling him on it, well, people should have paid attention because we've been standing up saying, hey, you know, look around you. See what's going on here.
And you know what's like strange?
Go ahead, Mark.
From the beginning, at least in my opinion, Obama radiated falseness. He radiated duplicity. He was never came across as authentic to me. I just felt evil radiate off the guy. But for some reason, people, as the majority of people, were drawn to him. They were attracted to that, where to me it was completely repugnant. I can't even listen to the guy talk. I have to turn.
No, I can't stand the voice of him. Yeah, his voice pattern is disgusting. Well, I'll tell you point blank, he has a lot of alters, and that's part of it. I think part of the people who got schmoozed by him probably saw the alters kicking in when he was running, and they thought, oh, cool black guy. Well, he's not a cool black guy. He's actually more Arab, if anything else, if you ask me. I mean, he looks Arab to me. You could ship him back over there to the Middle East, and you couldn't tell a difference. You put a cloth on his head. So I would say, you know, he doesn't look like a black man. And so, you know, but I always give people the benefit of the doubt, and I gave him the benefit of the doubt when he first entered into office. As a matter of fact, I sent my book, Eye of the Remote Black Operations in Aries Bound 52, to him to educate him and talk to him about some of the covert assault programs that were happening on innocent victims here. And, of course, instead of inviting me to the White House and discussing the technology, which I'm a test pilot for, he decided to ramp up the AI assault programs and actually do more and more research in AI, artificial telepathy, and global what would you call domination of entrainment programming through signals intelligence. That's how much they care, Mark.
Do you think we're moving towards this transhumanism, this singularity?
I think they are, but I'll tell you point blank, and I've said it before, it's a black box to nowhere. You know, keep your soul sacred. The soul is a sacred vessel. It's beyond 26 billion years old. It doesn't come from this planet. You're not from here. You come from the full light universe where you've had many lives on and off planet. And you know what? Nothing can compete with that. No technology in the world. No array system from an artificial intelligence. No satellite. No signal. No artificial telepathy. No agent. No nothing.
Oh, I agree. But it's strange the way people seem to fall for this whole transhumanism thing. I think everything is pushing towards putting us in a technocracy, connecting us to machines, total control, total domination. It seems very obvious to me, but it doesn't seem obvious to everyone.
No, they're slowly getting entrained by the technology, but I'll tell you, the machine will think for you, and that's not good. It's getting to the point where machines are thinking for people to such an extent that they're losing their IQs, that they're actually getting dumbed down by having access to technology. You know, you can work with technology, but it has to be ebb and flow. But what's going on here is more about manipulation and control, and I'll tell you what, coming from where I know about the electronic transmission of signal and how they use psychotronics and artificial telepathy, if you start hearing artificial telepathy as a dialogue and training you and telling you 24 hours a day what to do, how to do it, animating your body and everything else that's associated, this is the real technology. Well, you're not going to have a life. Your free will goes down the tubes. There's no place for you to be. You're a zombie being programmed by technology. This is where they're heading. This is where Google is heading. This is where Facebook is heading. This is their whole agenda is about entrainment programming to control and manipulate the masses where they can sit there on their little high horses and their illusion of and play whatever gods they want to be, fake gods, because the higher self is a godhead anyway, which these guys are completely, in my opinion, illiterate, but they have access to technology and too much money.
You mentioned entrainment, and I think that's what they're shooting for, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a repetitive program. Constant, hitting. Bombard them 24 hours a day, whether it's negative energy, toxicity, transmission of ultra-low frequency signals, bad media, propaganda. You see it all the time. Look how they're attacking Trump. So they attack him to such an extent, what's happening? People are starting to act out, right? The ones that are being slept are starting to really act out, and those of us who are actually pillars of light are just calling them on it. You know, we're out there countering this propaganda.
Does entrainment have something to do with a synchronization with your own body rhythms? When people become entrained, doesn't it affect them biologically somehow?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's basically, it's literally a brain hack remotely, if you ask me. But it's about signals and communication insofar as what they're doing to entrain the brain to respond a certain way with algorithms, with programs, with propaganda, with reading, whatever it is they're having access to, education, what they call re-education programs, are literally about the signals and the communication system they're using. Yeah, but it's always a signal base, which is entraining the brain to respond and act a certain way without going up to the next level. In other words, the brain's always on a linear path versus multidimensional. So it's always getting stuck in this one linear world that they've created by their own version of what they want people to hear, see, feel, and taste. And that's without the interconnection internally with a signal communicating with artificial telepathy. People get it this way, Mark. I mean, they're just getting hit with regular bombardment of transmissions. When do they get interconnected with an electronic god? And they're not going to like that very much because that thing will communicate with them internally. It's not this voices in your head. It's a mock radio communication system. It's a very powerful system. It's an artificial intelligence system. It can brain hack you, and it can interconnect your brainwaves to a point where you're actually becoming synced up with the machine itself, to a point where you can't think for yourself. That is exactly where they're heading, and they're going full speed ahead with it. I'm telling you right now.
Well, it's interesting. I'm trying to get a better handle on this term because I think it's very important to try to understand. Okay, when we're talking about entrainment, we're talking about a brain entrainment. And mm-hmm. It's a kind of a synchronization between
it
two
is,
different things.
Mm-hmm. But it's also
for
repetition.
Example,
so, go ahead.
I think that there's even something called entrainment between fireflies, for example, where the two fireflies can start to blink at the same time.
Right.
So
well,
there's some
like
way.
Yeah.
There's
but
some
you're right,
way.
You're right.
They can do these brain wave entrainment, these neural oscillations, which affect our biology. I think some people are more vulnerable to this than others.
Well, and
it literally
so, but, you know,
takes,
look at the Pokemon. Go ahead.
This entrainment, when it works very intensely on certain people, it literally seems to take away part of their free will or something.
Oh, it does. It completely, basically, it's just putting them in a trance. They're being slept and programmed. So entrainment is literally entraining the brain to be receptive to programming. And this is an old MKUltra program they started a long, long time ago, but now they do it through transmission of signal. They can do it through your computers. They can do it through your cell phones. I mentioned the Pokemon Go thing because that was entraining people to be completely obsessed with a stupid game instead of paying attention to situation awareness. That's a perfect example of entrainment programming, without being completely mind controlled. But still, you know, when you have that many people focused on something as stupid as that and the house is burning down and everybody's too busy looking for some kind of little Pokemon, there's some problems here in this country, Mark. And a lot of it has to do with the misuse of technology.
You know, we could do a whole show on brainwave entrainment.
Right, we should do it sometime.
That would be awesome. Solaris, we're out of time. Why don't you tell people about your books and your radio shows?
Okay, well, my books are available on Amazon.com, and my radio shows are Raven Starr's Witching Hour at 12 midnight Eastern Standard Time on FreedomSlips.com on Saturday night, and I have Hyperspace on KCOR Digital Radio Network on Friday nights at 12 midnight Eastern Standard Time.
Well, thanks
thank
for
you,
coming
Mark.
On. It's always a pleasure. We have a couple more plans for some other shows. We'll have to get together again before too long.
I appreciate it. It's wonderful to touch base with you again.
Have a good evening.
Me too. Thanks, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.